Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. If you're not already following our Instagram page, make sure that you are. Look for Kids Short Stories or Hey Mr. Jim on Instagram. Click follow so you don't miss out on any of our awesome giveaways or when I hang out on live on Instagram with you guys. Well, are you ready to find out what happens with Cameron? Is he going to be able to stop Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas with all those purple tornadoes? Well, let's find out. Let's go. After what Cameron just heard, he knows it's go time. Shh. HQ, this is Cameron. Come in. I have new information. Over. Shh.
Cameron, we're glad to hear from you. Glad to hear that you're okay, but what information do you have?
Shh. Oh, it's bad. The Purple Ninjas and Dr. Stinky Breath, they're trying to come up with some kind of, like, tornado machine that can launch them all over the world, and they're targeting HQ with them, but they're going to get bigger and bigger, and somehow they're bright purple.
Shh. All right. Well, we didn't know about the purple tornado part, but don't worry. You see, Jet, who's also on the team, he built a tornado stopper a couple weeks ago. We'll send you one on the drone, and you should be able to turn off the tornadoes at the touch of a button. Over.
Shh. Oh, yes. Do you guys remember that really awesome episode? Oh, yeah. It was a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago, and Jet, he built a tornado stopper. At the touch of a button, you can turn off a real tornado. And I think we're going to need those if we're going to be stopping the Purple Ninjas and Dr. Stinky Breath. Oh, dear. Okay, that's good. But I don't know if we have enough time before that thing is going to get here, said Cameron to himself. I'm going to have to find a way to stall or at least slow down the Purple Ninjas until then. Cameron has a really good point. If the Purple Ninjas are able to continue doing what they're doing, that tornado stopper might not come in time before all the tornadoes are already all over the world. We need to find a way to, you know, slow down the Purple Ninjas from what they're doing. Do you have any ideas? I wonder if there's a way that we could, I don't know, put something out there that the Purple Ninjas would want and it would kind of distract them, and then the drone would get here in time and then Cameron could save the day. Yeah. All right, so what are things that the Purple Ninjas like? I know they like ice cream, or at least Dr. Stinky Breath does, and Cameron started digging through his spy gear, and sure enough, there was one big jar of peanut butter and another big jar of chocolate.
This'll be perfect, said Cameron.
All right, I just gotta put it out there so that the Purple Ninjas see it, and then that'll slow him down just enough. Cameron came out from behind all those cactuses he was hiding behind and carefully did not bump into any because he did not want any more needles stuck into his hand. That one hurt. Have you ever had a cactus needle stuck in your hand? Yikes, it hurts a lot. He was holding the two jars of peanut butter and chocolate in both hands and then tossed them like a grenade. Splat, splat. They splatted onto the sand of the desert right in front of the Purple Ninjas.
Guys, hey. What was that? Oh my goodness. Do you see that?
They couldn't believe their eyes. Peanut butter and chocolate is the Purple Ninja's favorite dessert.
Holy smokes, guys. How did this get here?
Well, I'm guessing the tornado must have sucked it up from somewhere and dropped it down for here. Oh, thank you, tornado. You're the best,
said the Purple Ninjas. As they grabbed some spoons and opened up the jars, they started gobbling down the peanut butter and chocolate. The sounds they were making were pretty disgusting, but Cameron was happy with how it was going. It was definitely delaying them. Off in the distance, Cameron could see the flashing light of the drone that Spy HQ had sent him.
All right, come on. I hope they don't see it. Come here.
Cameron was worried that the Purple Ninjas might hear or see that drone flying in, but I'm pretty sure the Purple Ninjas were a little too busy with that delicious peanut butter and chocolate. Cameron quickly grabbed the drone, and there it was. The tornado stopper was duct taped onto the underneath part of it.
Perfect. All right, how does this thing work?
As he opened it up, all these different antennas and buttons were poking a lot of different directions. There were flashing lights. It looked pretty confusing. But in the middle, There was one big red button. What do you think he should do with that big red button? I agree. I think he should push it. As he pointed the remote towards their tornado creator machine, he pushed the red button, and all of a sudden, it came to a screeching halt.
Guys, wait a second. Why'd it get quiet all of a sudden? Did somebody pull the switch?
No, that wasn't me. Uh-oh, but it just shut off.
Shh, purple ninjas. What is going on down there? Where did my beautiful purple tornado go? What's going on? I need an update now.
Boss, hold on one second. Let us check it out.
As the purple ninjas scurried over towards their tornado machine, the news was not good.
How in the world did this happen? It's like somebody zapped the insides of our machine and they sprayed everywhere and... Oh, dear. I don't have a clue how to do this.
What are we going to tell the boss, man?
I don't know. This is...
Cameron grabbed his walkie to report back into HQ.
Shh! HQ, this is Cameron. I think it worked. I pushed the button. I think their tornado machine thing, it just blew up. And all their tornadoes shut down.
Shh. Great job, Cameron. Well, it's time you best get out of there before they find out exactly what on earth happened. Report back to HQ. We'll see you soon. Over.
Shh. Wow! Great job, Cameron! You saved the world from a whole bunch of crazy purple tornadoes. Have you ever seen a purple tornado? I know I definitely have not, and I hope I never do again. It's a good thing we stopped them, but I guess now we have to look out for their new desert secret lab. Because Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas, they're always up to no good. And I guess they're looking for new secret locations to conduct their terrible experiments. Well, friend, that is the end of today's adventure, and hopefully the final end of the Purple Ninjas' tornado plans. The end. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Adele and Liam from Australia, Susan from Vermont, Henry and Braden from Edmonton, Alberta, Teddy from New York, Abram from Texas, Leandre from Montreal, and Damien and Naomi from Rhode Island. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family, and on our spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!